Monday, January 24th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Judge Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen, and today is Monday, January 24th, 2011, which makes this officially Wot Judge, or Verb Day. And I know what you're thinking, that I gave you a bunch of bonus verbs yesterday. And that's true. But I'm going to give you another one today. Why? Because it's Verb Day. What better reason could I have? Today's verb is to. Say that with me. To. To. That's T. U. Apostrophe. To means discover, or find, or notice, or observe. Now that we're in our fourth week, a good language warrior should be constantly wondering how each new piece of language can be combined with the other pieces we've already covered. You know that to is a verb, so ask yourself, what can you do with verbs? For one thing, you can put verb prefixes on them. Fortunately, you have a bunch of prefixes to practice with. Ye to. Find it. Jitu, I find, or I notice. Bitu, you find. Datu, you notice it. Matu, we find. Witu, we notice her. Ditu, we find them. What else can you do with verbs? Well, for one thing, in a sentence, verbs have subjects. You know, the things that are busy doing all that verbing. And sentences also have objects of verbs, the things that are being verbed upon. Subjects and objects are nouns, and you know some nouns. Plug them into a sentence with to. For example, you should know how to say, the waiter finds the ship. That would be duj tu jabwe, where duj means ship and jabwe is waiter. Note in this sentence that the word order is object verb subject, which is the opposite of how you'd say it in English. If we said jabwe tu duj, that would translate as the ship finds the waiter. That's all we'll do today. I want you to think about using to, and focus not just on word order as you practice, but on the feel of the words as you speak them. You might notice the sensations in your lips and tongue as you form words in Klingon, and that these sensations are different. Not better or worse, just different. Also new. Hardly a surprise, though, considering that we know, Kotme pochmo cho. Language opens worlds.